People heading to Alaska on Alaska Airlines will be hopping aboard that underground train from either the C or D concourse and heading out to their end gates to catch flights in the future. It's part of a major renovation project that will have the majority of Alaska's planes moving to that north satellite. Airport spokesperson Perry Cooper says a realignment of the airport's airlines will start up in 2013.
United will move off the north satellite over to Concourse A, and Alaska will take over all the gates in the north satellite. So it will really be an opportunity for them to kind of market it for their Alaska passengers, and then everyone that goes to the north gate will end up being an Alaska passenger. They'll be able to put some of their finishes, that kind of thing, along with it so that you get the feel, that kind of Alaska feel from the time you drive in on the north side of the ticketing level all the way through the passenger trains and then out to the north satellite.
American, Frontier, Hawaiian, JetBlue, and Virgin America will also be switching locations at SeaTac next year to help accommodate those changes. The Port of Seattle Commission in July approved $32 million worth of design work, and that will prepare for major renovations of the 40-year-old North Satellite building that Alaska plans to take over. It's a partnership between the airline and the port. The construction costs will be shared between the two. Officials say the work is due and will improve the experience for Alaska's customers. Cooper says they'll be adding three end gates and making some other big changes to the North Satellite.
The biggest thing is they're going to be a new rooftop lounge for Alaska's passengers. We're going to refresh all the finishes, add some gates, potentially add some new stores and that kind of thing as well, too. And then from behind the scenes, it's going to be seismic upgrades, upgrading the HVAC system. So from a comfort level, it'll be much more comfortable than it is currently.
Alaska Airlines flies 2,700 people out of the airport to destinations in Alaska each day, according to airline spokesperson Bobby Egan.
This year, as we're celebrating our 80th anniversary, we look up north at our roots in the state of Alaska and are very much appreciative of our loyal customers who've been traveling on us for a number of years. So we're proud of that number and think that these renovations here in Seattle will make travel much easier and improved for our customers.
The airline already uses the North Satellite for a number of its flights. It will continue to use C or D gates for its commuter connections around the Pacific Northwest. However, Egan says consolidating flights mostly to that one part of the airport will make operations more efficient. Egan says the company considered public perceptions about the length of the walk from the counter to departure gate with the change.
We conducted three studies in recent years just examining that amount of time and the perception. And actually, what we learned is that it takes about the same amount of time to reach the North Satellite riding that train as it does to walk to the gates at the end of Concourse C.
She acknowledges that travelers will see some dust from the construction work once it starts up in 2014, but says the goal is to have the least amount of impact on customers. That work is scheduled for completion by the end of 2016. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.